This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1315, How to Go with the Flow in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
What do bridges and wind have in common? Both are parts of idioms that we use to talk about being flexible. Find out what it all means and how to show your level of flexibility in English.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. I'm so happy to be recording. And it's a busy Monday. You know what I mean? There's so many things going on. But hey, we are on the mic. And this is the one time of the week when we can just focus in and just enjoy good conversation.
Definitely. I feel like recording on a Monday is so good. It just kind of like warms you up for the week. It almost, I don't know, I find recording to be in such a funny way, like relaxing because, right? Do you feel that too?
Totally. Because we can't do anything else. Like we,
right. Exactly. We can't like think of something else. We can't like be, the only thing you can do is speak, right?
Exactly. It is relaxing in that sense. And hopefully our listeners find it relaxing too.
yeah. I hope so too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So Lindsay, I don't know. So, you know, last episode we did this really, really good phrase. Okay. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, yes. That phrase, play it by ear.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I love that. That was a really good listener question. And today we're going to get into that a little bit more today, more about this idea of being flexible and other ways that you can talk about being flexible.
Yeah, because this is so important, you know, especially if you're traveling or if you're just hanging out with someone, you need to show them that you are pretty flexible. You know what I mean? You can't seem rigid because that's not fun.
No. It's not. I feel like, oh my gosh, that can cause a lot of conflict if you're like with a group of friends and you just have this idea of what you want your trip to be and like, that's it. And oh my gosh, that can cause problems.
Yeah, in a big way. I agree. Yeah. So let's get into it, Michelle. What do we want to share with our listeners today?
Okay. Well, first of all, we wanted to direct you guys also to episode 999, which is how to show flexibility without sounding apathetic in English. So that's another good one to listen to. So yeah, head over and get that one. But yeah, guys, you know, Lindsay, I mean, we were kind of getting into this topic of can too much flexibility ever be a negative thing? And we've kind of touched on these topics before. I think, you know, we like to have these existential conversations.
We do. We like to go deep, Michelle.
But let's talk about it again, because we're really discussing things like play it by ear and words about being flexibility or just, you know, kind of going, being spontaneous. I mean, can it ever be negative?
Exactly. I actually do think it can be because, you know, I think, in what context do you mean? Give me a little more detail. Like, do you mean when you're traveling or just in general when you're making plans with friends or what?
Okay, I'll give you an example. And I don't know if I've talked about this on the show before, but let's go for it. So I have a friend. I'm a pretty flexible person in terms of like where I want to go, what I want to do. I kind of get, you know, nervous if there's too much, okay, on my like not yeah. not if there are too many. If there are too many dates on the calendar filled in, I get a little bit nervous. I mean, this isn't about my professional life. This is about my personal life. Mm. Like, if it's like, I think especially now that I have a kid and, you know, different, like, you know, and just even if I didn't, I mean, just like life in general is busy for everybody. And I think it can be hard to, you know, nail those dates down. So I think, however, I like to be flexible, like with once I have that date, what I want to do. So, for example, my best friend and I, we're both the same. We are both extremely flexible. Oh, where do you want to go out to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to go to eat? Oh, I don't care. Where do you want to go to eat?
Oh, no.
So in that way, that it's like you never get anywhere because people, you know, you can be so flexible because I genuinely, unless I really want something specific, I pretty much don't care. I'm happy with whatever. But when you have two people like that, it's like, you know, when you have the same type of goldfish and they argue, you know, I don't know. It's not an argument. It's just like you can never
a goldfish, Michelle. What's going on?
No, I don't know. Aren't those fish? Anyway, maybe not goldfish, but the beta fish. Yeah.
Beta fish. Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's not that you end up arguing, but it's almost like nothing gets done.
Yes. Yeah. In that sense, I do agree. It can be negative if you have two people that get together and both don't put out any ideas. I find as a strategy when I'm making new friends or even like in the dating world, it's kind of attractive to go into something with an idea, like having preferences in the beginning. It shows confidence. And it shows not just confidence, it shows engagement with the world. Like, hey, you want to try that new Ethiopian restaurant? You've been thinking about it. You know, it shows an interest and kind of an aliveness. Right. So I actually kind of have made a point over the last couple of years when I'm just getting to know someone to try to invite them out with an idea. Like, would you like to do this? I want to try this restaurant. Do you want to come along? You know what I mean? But if it's your best friend, it's not the same goals that you have. You really just want to spend time. You don't care. You could sit on the sidewalk in Times Square and talk to the person, right? Like, you don't care.
Right. So it totally depends on the context. I mean, another thing is, okay, in kind of a different way, let's say one person wants to have more of a plan. Like if you're traveling with somebody who wants to have a plan, we're going to do this, this, and this today. And you're like, blah, blah, blah. Right.
Yeah.
You might drive that person crazy and they might drive you crazy.
Yeah. You really need to meet in the middle somewhere. That's what we need to do. Right now, my friend and I are thinking about planning a trip to Egypt for April. And so we're super excited and we're looking around, seeing what we can do. And I mean, she likes a little more structure. I like a little more looseness, but I think we do meet in the middle. Like, I allow her to make plans for us.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. What happens is Dan usually makes this. Oh my gosh. I'm really just like, whatever. When I go on a trip, I mean, I'll have a couple things, but he likes to watch videos. He really likes to find what foods we should be
eating. That's awesome. I think that's so cool.
That's what he's planning. So he's like watching all these YouTube videos about foods, like the best food. And then he has a whole list of restaurants. And then it's almost like, oh my gosh, are we going to get to this restaurant?
Yeah, I love that. I think that's cool. I think that's cool, though. I mean, that's a nice balance. It sounds like you and Dan, you balance each other out really well.
Yeah, he is good. So, but guys, we also, you know, we talked about play it by ear last time. So let's go into a few more phrases I think these ones are really, really natural that you can use to kind of talk about spontaneity. Yeah. That's a tough word to say. Spontaneity.
I know that is tough. And guys, by the way, if you are taking IELTS this year, you have to understand how vocabulary impacts your score, right? And that's exactly what we show you over in our system, our course, our Three Keys IELTS Success System. We focus on IELTS because Jessica Beck, our colleague, has 14 years of experience and she has trained our team in a very specific system over there. But I wanted to let you know that they are having a webinar next Monday and Tuesday to show you how to write a better IELTS Writing Task 2 argument essay. Super specific, but you'll know what we're talking about if you are involved in IELTS. So go over and sign up for that free web class, guys. It's allearsenglish.com writingscore. Okay. Sign up. All right.
Perfect. Yeah, all right. Cool. Awesome. That's really cool. Oh my gosh.
Oh, those web classes, Michelle, they're so fun. I mean, you did one back in September. Aren't they fun?
I did. Yes, it is fun because, you know, we really get to interact with our listeners. We're reading what they say. We're responding to them.
It's so cool.
And I love any opportunity to really engage with our listeners.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, guys, go sign up one more time. It's allearsenglish.com/writing score. Okay. So, Michelle, let's get into this vocabulary then here, shall we?
All right. All right, Lindsay, what's the first one? I love this one.
This one's great. It's classic. I use it. Everyone uses it.
Yes.
We'll cross.
Yes.
Okay. So, here it is. So, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think some people say we'll cross that bridge if we get to it.
Or when we come to it.
When we come to it. Yeah. I'd say cross that bridge when we get to it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. So yeah, there's a little bit of leeway here, a little flexibility that you can change this a little bit, guys. Okay. But that is it's an idea of crossing a bridge when the time arises.
Right. So are we talking about literally crossing a bridge?
No, Michelle, I don't think
no.
so. No, there is no bridge. But this
I mean, maybe there is.
Yeah. Well, but maybe there was at one point, right? Maybe that's where the idiom came from. Who knows? Who cares, really? But there's no bridge now. All right. So this is about, you know, I find this kind of a sense of serenity when I say this to someone because life can get so overwhelming. If I'm trying to make decisions that are going to impact things, you know, a year out from now, that's too stressful. I want to cross that bridge when I come to it.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Right. So it's basically saying we'll make that decision either in the moment, right? Or maybe not in the moment, but like when it becomes important, when it becomes more relevant, like maybe not right now, like it's not so important, or maybe we don't have enough information right now to make that decision.
Totally.
Or, you know, maybe it could also be about potential problems that could arise, right? Like, for example, let's do this little role play, Lindsay.
Okay.
What do we do if the train is late?
I don't know. Let's cross that bridge when we get to it. Yeah. So you don't know if the train's going to be late, right?
Right. Or there, maybe you would have said, let's cross that bridge if we get to it, actually. Maybe that would have been, right?
Yeah. And it's also interesting, Michelle, I think at some point we did an episode about how it's pretty natural for natives to shorten idioms when we all know how it ends, right? And this is kind of a long one. I'm thinking this is one where I may shorten it. Like, for example, if we had a team meeting and you or someone else was asking our team, what are we going to do about this thing that's happening in November of 2020? Someone might say, we don't know yet. We'll cross that bridge, but let's talk about other things. Does that feel normal to you?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. So it's not like you're going to find that written in a dictionary, like you can do this with this idiom, guys, but we're showing you something that natives do, and it would be okay. So be a little creative with your language.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I just love this one. So the next one is go with the flow.
Yeah, I love it. And you said this is how you travel, right, Michelle? This is
my gosh, I'm so good with the flow. Yeah, so I mean, it's another way to say be flexible, right? So it's like, don't worry about it, right?
Yeah, completely. And so do we have a role play for this one? Looks like we do.
Yeah, we do.
All right, so Michelle, what should we do tomorrow?
Lindsay, let's just go with the flow and decide after breakfast.
Yeah. And when you do that, though, do you sometimes not end up making any decisions and just do nothing?
No. Something always. Usually it ends up just being like walking around and finding something. Oh, that's my favorite. I just love to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I think in places like New York, that's such a good city to do that in, just walking. Yeah. And that can be your entertainment. I think when you live in different cities, you have to be a little more proactive about planning things. Or if you live in the suburbs.
Then you really have to be proactive. It's should we go to the mall?
Oh, no. Don't even go there. Scary. I like this next one, though. Yeah. See where the wind blows us. See where the wind blows us.
I love that one.
That's a good one, right? So here's an example. Do you want to buy tickets or decide tomorrow?
Let's buy them at the door because we don't know for sure that we want to go. Let's see where the wind blows us.
Do you use that one yourself?
I think so. Do you?
Not as much, but it's certainly an idiom that people use for sure, guys. You might see it written somewhere, so pay attention to it. Yeah.
It's this idea of, you know, we're imagining that we don't, it's almost like we don't make the decision will be made by, you know, like, it's like, let's see what happens because, yeah, you know, other factors can happen that we don't realize right now. Things can change. So let's see where the wind blows us.
It's true. And I think that when we travel, we have to know what our goals are. I think we talked about this before, but certain trips, like when I traveled to South America in my 20s, that was the entire year. I was just really just backpacking and moving around from city to city. And I would spend a couple weeks in one city and then I would meet people who were going to the next city and I would go with them and then we would separate. And then it was just very relaxed and I went where the wind blew me.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. It's so yeah, guys, these are all phrases about flexibility. So these are really good to use, you know, but again, we got to find that happy medium and really know who we're talking to when we're being flexible.
Yeah. Like the city of Paris. Do you think the city of Paris lends itself to going where the wind blows you? Or do you think it's better to have a plan?
I think Paris is kind of in the middle. I think you can spend an entire day. I think we talked about maybe last episode where you can be in a cafe all day or whatever. Oh, yeah. But then there are also, you know, things that you might want to check off seeing. So we're going to do a role play about that right now, actually.
Okay. All right. Here we go. So we in this role play, we're in Paris and we're making plans for the next day on our trip. And what's happening with the connection between us, Michelle?
I am driving you crazy.
Why? Okay. We'll find out why in a minute.
All right.
All right. So do you want to go to the Eiffel Tower? What time?
I don't know. I do want to go, but let's play it by ear. Maybe tomorrow we'll go to a cafe instead and just people watch.
Okay. There just might be a long line if we don't plan ahead.
Lindsay, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Don't worry.
Okay, sure. We'll just see where the wind blows us. Oh, yeah. I was supposed to be worried.
Sorry. Okay.
We'll just see where the wind blows us.
Yeah, just go with the flow.
Oh, I sounded a little worried there. I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you, Michelle. Paris is a city. So I went there last fall. I had studied abroad in Paris, but then I went back and I had an absolute blast. But we had a really nice balance between here are some things we want to do, but we're not totally set on them. And then in between, we filled in the space with eating and sitting in cafes, drinking wine, and just really watching the city of Paris.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love Paris. You know what happens though to me Paris. When traveling though? If you don't have a plan, like I don't, what happens is sometimes it feels like you're just killing time in between eating.
Do you ever feel that?
Yeah, you're just like, okay.
All about the eating. Like, are you hungry yet? You know?
Yeah. Like, okay, what are we going to do until the next meal? So that's why sometimes it is better to plan. And then I'm like, okay, what am I doing here? But
yeah,
but
no, that's
you do
a good
find
point.
Yourself in also like really cool situations if you don't plan. So it's just so funny.
You need a balance. Maybe it's good to like have some things you want to do, but not be totally set on those things. Like be willing to change and give something up and swap something in. So yeah.
For sure.
Should we go all back, right. Michelle? Look at these for our listeners here?
Let's do it. So let's see. So first I said, I don't want to go, but let's play it by ear.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Perfect. And you guys know that phrase. The next one is you said, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. In that case, you said when we get to it. But earlier in the episode, guys, we said that you can say, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it and different variations there with the verb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. And then you said, we'll just see. Oh, yeah. I said in a worried way, right? Because you're kind of trying to show me that you're okay being relaxed too, but you're not.
I'm trying.
So you're like, we'll just see where the wind blows us.
You said, yeah, just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I wonder if we're going to be like fighting by the end of this trip here.
I wonder. Oh, my gosh. This is fun, Lindsay. So what's the takeaway for today?
Guys, it's so good to be flexible. You got to know your own style, know who you're traveling with. But it's also good to, make sure your personality matches with the person that you are making plans with. This is not just for traveling. This is for meeting up with new friends in your town. Maybe you're living in Boston, New York, and you want to meet up with some locals, right? Use these phrases too. Okay. Awesome.
Definitely. Oh my gosh. Well, this has been fun. We did a couple episodes based on play it by ear. And it's just making me want to go away on another trip. So Lindsay, you'll have to know if you decide to go to Egypt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll talk more about, I'll definitely mention Egypt a bunch more times on this podcast if we do decide to go or wherever we end up going this spring. But guys, remember, just want to remind you one more time, if you're taking IELTS, you do want to get to this web class. It's free, yes. It's live, and it's fun. It's informative. You get to ask questions. It's the best place to get started with IELTS, especially writing. Okay. So go to allearsenglish.com/writing score. That web class is happening February 24th and 25th. With Jessica and Aubrey, and you don't want to miss it, guys. All right? Awesome.
Okay, go for it. That'll be fun and very informative. That's the word, sure. I was looking for.
That's the word. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good one.
Bye. You
all
too.
Right, bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.